On this Thursday. Today I am actually sucking on a dum-dum. I've got Don Nikoloff coming up first hour today, and I've got second hour, he's going to give us a Wantagate update, and I believe we're going to talk about Karl Rove, but second hour I've got Mark Lerner coming up, going to talk to us about the real ID a little bit, but I'm actually sucking on a dum-dum today because I have decided I'm quitting tobacco. You know, I've always liked tobacco, and the amazing thing about tobacco is I've got these pills that I've taken for on and off for a long time, that any time I go any place, you know, out to a nightclub or a restaurant or get on an airplane or whatever, I've taken these pills, and I don't even miss not using tobacco. But what's funny is that you get to the place with these pills, you know they work so well, that you start telling yourself you don't want to take them because they work too well because you do want to use tobacco products. So I finally decided today that I'm just going to use the pills, go through the program, and I am no longer going to use tobacco products. So I started this today. I am sucking on a sucker, a dum-dum. And so if I climb down Don Nikoloff's throat, it's because I've quit tobacco. No. Actually, these pills do a real good job of keeping you calm. I mention that to mention this. If any of you out there are using tobacco products and you want to quit, or if you just want to have some hanging around in case you get on an airplane or go into a restaurant or a bar and you can't smoke, I've got about 50 bottles left. Actually, it's a double packet. It's there's two bottles. Be happy to sell them to you for $40 for the package kit if you'd like to use them. They work very well, and I'm using them today. I finally decided I'm going to quit using them just when I want to not use tobacco. I'm using them now, and I'm going to quit totally. So I'm going to get rid of these. If you want some, they're $40 for the two-bottle set. Now, let's see. What do we got going here? Somebody keeps – oh, there we go. My website. If you want to go in there, there's a number of videos to watch. Or if you want to go in there to see who my guests are. You can look in there and see who my guests are ahead of time before you listen to the show. Go into the www.theamericanawakening.org. Again, that's www.theamericanawakening.org. Freedom to Fascism. Remember, we used to just have you send an email to Bobby, and you could order one and get it free of charge. I've got it up on my website now where you can just click on and watch it online. And so for all your friends, neighbors, and relatives, if they haven't already seen it, if there's anybody you know that hasn't seen it, you might suggest it and have them go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and take a look at Freedom and Fascism. And remember to approach them this way. Just tell them, look, I've seen this movie. I think it's an interesting movie. I'd like to get your opinion on it because I feel you're a very intelligent person and I value your opinion. That way, it blows them up. It boosts their ego. They watch the movie, and then it blows their mind. So I've used that approach. It works very well, and I would suggest that you all do that. At any rate, okay, so what we're going to talk about today, I believe we're going to get a little bit of a Wanta update, and I think I talked to Don the other day when he was mentioning some stuff about Karl Rove. You know, Karl Rove made the exit out of office the other day, which is rather interesting because Karl Rove was actually Bush's brain. And I find it interesting that he left when he did, like so many others at so many key and critical points in time. So when I get back, I'll have Don Nikoloff with me, and we'll talk about Wantagate and Karl Rove and maybe a few other little tidbits. So we'll see you in three. Michael Herzog, stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Real quick, as I mentioned before the break, if you want to get a two-bottle set of this stop smoking thing, whether you want to quit smoking or whether it's, you know, again, going into a bar or a restaurant or getting on an airplane and you can't smoke, these work really, really well, folks. Just go into my website, theamericanawakening.org, drop me an email, and I'll be happy to set you up with a package bottle of it. So without any further ado, let's go to Don Nikoloff, shifting gears. Don, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Michael?
I'm very good. Is there any update on the soap opera Wantagate this week?
Well, there's nothing new that's transpired as far as any publications from Christopher Story. I hate to disappoint you on that note, but there are some things. I've been listening to a few of your shows, actually, and there have been some references, either by you or by some of your guests, regarding Claire Sterling's book, which is called Thieves' World, which talked about Liawanta kind of in an unfavorable light.
Well, yeah, but and I mentioned that. Matter of fact, I read a Sherman Skolnick article. I don't know, it was last week or week before, and she had mentioned she called him a snake oil salesman. But you know, getting beyond that, in all honesty, the fact that she mentioned him, and see, what I've been doing is I go through this research as I'm looking for all the little snippets of Liawanta, and as you know, I have access to all of the documents now. Which I'm going to, as soon as I get time, I'm going to post them up on the website so all of the listeners can go into my website and take a look for themselves. At any rate, Claire, now also Sarah, there was a press reporter.
Sarah McClendon, yes.
She also wrote about him. She was asking questions about him in the Clinton administration right in press conferences. So, you know, it's very interesting to me that a man that doesn't exist supposedly and is a hoax or, you know, whatever, has all these people writing about him and asking questions. But, you know, as long as we're on that subject and there's nothing to talk about with Leo Wundt, I wanted to ask you this.
Well, I do want to make a point about Claire Sterling, but go ahead.
Well, go ahead, but make it quick. No. Go ahead. Hurry up. I want to talk.
Well,
no, go ahead.
Well, the reason I brought that up is the FBI most likely induced her to write that book, at least to some extent. And she had been interviewed at least on two occasions by them. Subsequent to her second interview, she mysteriously died. Now, what's important about that book came out in 1994, 1 year into the Wantagate affair. And this is while, you know, he was already incarcerated through the sham proceedings that went down in the state of Wisconsin. And Clinton ordered all the copies of the book seized, Bill Clinton. So, you know, he was behind that and didn't want any of that information to really get out to the public. Yet there were some copies that had fallen into undesirable hands as far as Clinton was concerned.
So, I mean, you have any estimation as to how many copies of the book are out there?
Oh, I at last count, I don't know. No.
I'm just wondering if I could pick one up on eBay, you know.
Well, you certainly could try, or, you know, I doubt that the book is out there unless it's possibly in PDF form. It's been referred to, you know, by several writers of renown. So, you know, there are some copies that did get out. But I just thought it was interesting because the purpose of the book was to talk about all the theft that was going on. And, of course, that came up. And the fact that there was so much money out there regarding Leo Wundt, they did not want that information to get out. The Clintons were heavily involved. That was already after the Vince Foster murder, and it would definitely, you know, I didn't read the book, so I don't know exactly what was said other than Clinton was very upset about the book being out and had all the copies seized.
If my memory serves me correct, according to this Claire, whatever her name is, that she was painting Leo Wundt as a partner of George H.W. Bush at one time, or I think maybe even, and it could have been somebody else, maybe even George H.W. was his mentor or something of that nature. But it was painted in a different light other than him being, you know, the consummate American patriot that you know, we bring him forth to be. But at any rate, the fact of the matter is, yes, he does exist. Yes, he was a player in that game. For better, for worse, the bottom line is that the events did happen. And he's obviously going to great lengths to try to recover what it is that was stolen from him or stolen from the American people, if you will. And, you know, to try to deny it or to say it's a hoax or whatever, is all you have to do is go into the Internet search engines and type in his name, and you'll see that it's not a hoax. Or if you go into the courthouse in West Virginia and see the papers filed, you'll see that it's not a hoax, okay? Now, whether he's going for his own money or whether he's going for the money for the American people to repatriate it back to this country is anybody's guess. But the fact is it's not a hoax. So with that in mind, I want to bring something up. Did you have any more to add on her, Don?
No, not as far as her. Now, you had off the air, you had asked me about V.K. Durham, and she is the heiress of the Herman Gold Trust, which is supposed to be this humongous, you know, it's over $250 billion of assets that have been loaned to various governments over time. And she is the widow of Russell Herman, who was a military, former military. I think he was an Army, if I remember correctly, possibly a colonel. who...
Well, wait, let's back up a minute here, okay? Because I had asked you off the air about V.K. Durham, but since it was off the air, my listeners have no clue what you're talking about. So we need to kind of back up a little bit. And
Well, there was a gold trust, and my understanding is that Russell Herman was the heir of that trust. This was probably in Argentina. We know it was in South America. A humongous amount of gold. And I've seen the documents for this trust, and it was to be in perpetuity a vehicle to borrow money against. Well, most likely the gold had been stolen, and that after the murder of Russell Herman, who was the trustor. And this took place in a military hospital. I believe it was a VA hospital. I don't recall if it was Indiana or Illinois, but it seemed like it was somewhere in the Midwest that this occurred. And immediately prior to his death, Bush and some other well-known figures were seen in the hospital. And the man was beaten to a pulp and very emaciated in this hospital. And, you know, there are pictures of him on the web.
Okay, now that, well, but wait a minute. Let's back up, and I don't mean to cut you off here, but we've got to tie this in for the listeners to Leo Wanta, because all you're saying is that, you know, this guy had a gold trust or whatever, but it doesn't. I mean, this is on the Leo Wanta story, right?
Well, it ties into Leo Wanta in that V.K. Durham has sort of pushed herself upon the ambassador and various members of Congress. Last year, she sent a letter to the Treasury and to Senator Grassley's committee. I don't have the document right before me, but as I recall, they were made well aware of what was going on. And, of course, they've received emails from Christopher Story and Leo Wanta, Wanta's attorney, Michael C. Cottrell. So this is no secret to Congress. Congress is flat out covering this up as well as the media.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the end justifies the means. Remember that.
Right. So anyway, this guy was emaciated in the hospital. He was beaten up and ultimately
died. He was murdered, actually, you know.
And they stole his gold or what?
Well, obviously they had to remove him to take over that trust. And that, you know, that's the bone to pick for V.K. Durham. But she's sort of... It's a multifaceted attempt to get at the root of what happened to this gold trust that her husband was in charge of, as well as riding the coattails of the Wantagate issue.
Okay, well, it's about as clear as mud to me, but let's move on. I wanted to ask you, coincidentally, now I have been in, looked at the documents on a number of these banks that are involved in this, and we've got Goldman Sachs and we've got Bank of America. But interestingly enough, we also have Deutsche Bank, which mysteriously caught fire last weekend. So I was kind of interested in knowing, does this have anything to do with you know them trying to destroy some pertinent documents that they may have missed? And also, the second part of that question is, isn't it interesting that this particular bank burned for 7 hours and it didn't crumble?
Well, that could be because a plane didn't hit it, right? It could be because there were no terrorists involved. There could be a lot of reasons. But Deutsche Bank is one of the primary banks in the money laundering scenario. And obviously... I would surmise, due to the fact that they're so involved, that yes, someone was trying to destroy records. I'm sure. Now, I don't know if the bank was totally destroyed, but if it burned the amount of time you're saying, certainly it would be interesting to find out where in the bank the fire began.
Well, I don't know. I'm just reporting on reports, if you will, that I received. I didn't go into a heck of a lot of detail over it. The only thing I know is that it did catch fire, and I caught a snippet from somebody, you know, a reporter or maybe an article I read that it burned for 7 hours. So it may have been longer. I don't know. But all I know is it did catch fire and it did burn.
Well, you may find that that ends up being a new element to the Wantagate story.
Possibility. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my Tuesday, or actually Thursday, guest host now, Don Nikoloff. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, and we'll shift gears and go into somebody else. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here, going to the bottom of the hour with my guest, Don Nikoloff. Okay, Don, anything further to add on Wanta this week before we shift gears here?
No, but I imagine we'll be hearing something probably within the next week or so, if not sooner.
Well, I tell you what, you know, with all of this, the shenanigans that are going on in the marketplace and the, you know, the Fed injecting money, which I believe they just did again today, cutting the interest rates a half a point and so forth, there is some serious problems going on. Somebody's playing a shell game somewhere. And I don't profess to be the absolute expert on this with exactly what's going on. Okay, but obviously, you know, the curtain is being ripped away from a lot of criminals, in one capacity or another, because there's just too much action going on. At any rate, okay, shifting gears, you had mentioned something to me off the air the other day about, the exit by Karl Rove, in the last week or so? And I would like to get your thoughts on that, if you would be so kind as to convey them.
Well, he is the sixth major resignation now from this administration, and his interview on the 19th, which was a Sunday, with Chris Wallace on Fox News, caught my attention. I usually do not listen to these interviews, but you know, during the course of watching a baseball game, I saw a promo that he was going to be on, and so I made it a point to listen to the interview, and I just had this gut feeling that everything I was hearing was nothing but a pack of lies. And based upon certain areas of my personal expertise in terms of research, you know, he was definitely touting the mainstream media's line about the terrorism realities, and he wouldn't answer certain questions. And when he did answer the questions, I thought, well, there's something to look into. So I began to find out who the guy was, what his upbringing was. I did some research on his genealogy, and I found some very interesting anomalies that are mirrored by the Bush family, the Walker family, and all those individuals I exposed in my Observer article that came out in April of this year. And I found, not that I want to get into gossip, but I have.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, you can, when you look at, you know, who the parents are and all these strange situations, normally people say, well, you know, what, that doesn't prove anything, but it proves that there's something worth looking into. Let's put it that way. I came to that conclusion.
Well, share it with us.
So
go ahead,
I did,
gossip with us.
I did some research, and of course he was, the line is that he was born on Christmas Day of 1950. So we're talking, for those that haven't looked in their at their calendars for a while, that's December 25th, 1950. He was born in Denver, Colorado, the biographies state. However, he attended school in Salt Lake City. His mother, although she's not described very much at all in any biography as to where she was born or where she died, other than that she died in Reno, Nevada, I went a little bit further and looked that up, and I found that she was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Her name was Reba Louise Wood. Now, what's interesting is you would think that Carl Rove's name would be Wood, but his biological father, as the biographies go, split, and so he never came to know his actual biological father. However, entered into the picture was a Louis Claude Rove Jr. And I traced his family's roots. They came to the United States.
Who's he? Louis Claude Rove Jr. Who's he?
He is the adopted. He's the stepfather, let's say.
Okay.
Of Carl
All right.
Rove.
So this guy married Carl Rove's mother, then.
Well, the saying is that he married her. Okay. Now, what's interesting is when I looked up his records, she's listed. Reba Louise Wood is listed as a spouse, and there's however, she has no parents, which is kind of interesting. It's a bit stretch. it requires you to really stretch your imagination here, because remember, the Bushes, who we pointed out are Nazis from Germany and are really the Scherfs, and the whole family is, you know, a big obfuscation of fact.
Well, let me interject something here, if I could. What, I mean, the dismissal of this, of Carl Rove decided he was going to resign and spend more time with his family, right? You know, the timing of that, I mean, this is, I mean, let's, for all practical purposes, this is Bush's brain, okay? We've got the cowardly lion, or excuse me, who was it? Was it the Tin Man? That only, if I only had a brain, you know? I mean, here Bush's brain exits the White House. And I mean, you know, what's the reason for this? Why is it? Is it over the Scooter Libby deal? I mean, is it?
Well, it could have something to do with that, or it could have something to do with the senior Bush, and we could go into that in some detail. I went into the history as far as his entering right. into politics. So
okay, well, all right, yeah. I mean, you didn't quite finish that either. So I'm sorry I cut you off, but we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Don Nikoloff. See you in a bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. And, Don, I was mentioning before the break, I mean, here's Bush's brain. I think is it the Tin Man? I don't remember, but one of them. Okay, his brain walks out the door. And is it have something to do with Scooter Libby? Or is it that, you know, they said to themselves, okay, it doesn't make any difference what we do, what kind of strategy we pull, whatever. You might as well leave Karl Rove because nothing's going to do any good anymore. I mean, what exactly? What was the reason?
who knows? By the way, I think it was a straw man and the brain. Okay. Wasn't the Tin Man the heart?
I don't remember.
Who knows? Or was it the lion? The lion but it was the heart for courage.
Yeah. At the time that at the time that movie was made, it was on the banking system, and I was just surprised. You know, I watched that movie, I don't know, 5-6 times when I was growing up, and I never knew it had anything to do with the banking system. And it was brought to my attention by Julie in the office one day. You know that actually this was or Dennis, her husband, was the it was a whole story in metaphors about the Federal Reserve System, which had just come into existence, in 1933 they declared bankruptcy. So yeah. it was a story about that, and I didn't know that up until Julie told me, or Dennis.
Follow the yellow brick.
Brick road. I know. So go ahead. That shows you how dumb I am.
I can do a pretty good impersonation of the Munchkins, but I'll spare the listening audience.
Oh, right. Well, you got to follow the yellow, and then you can go.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Well, going back.
Well, let's do it on your show instead.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Following Rove's father, here the man marries Rove's mother, who is basically a single parent. Now, I'm not casting dispersions on his mother. There's very little known about her, although the claim is that she worked for a gift shop in Sparks, Nevada, and
Sparks. That's one of those places like Corumpa.
That's the home of the Mustang Ranch.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. I didn't want to say so, but you did. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, and I'm sure there are some gift shops, and there may be one in the Mustang Ranch.
What kind of gifts?
I don't know. Well,
sorry. Go ahead.
Use your imagination.
Go ahead.
But nonetheless, I found that it related to her death and the information that I could find about her death. She had committed suicide in Sparks, Nevada. Now, all the biographies refer to Reno, and that's probably to divert attention away from Sparks. So there may be something there. I can't say definitively. However, in 1969, all of a sudden, meaning Louis Claude Rove Jr., came out of the closet and announced that he was gay. And he left the family and eventually divorced Reba Louise. And now Carl claims he had a very close relationship with this man. He went to work, we're speaking about the stepfather, he went to work for Getty Oil in Los Angeles, and eventually retired and moved to Palm Springs, California. There in Palm Springs, he became quite the playboy in the gay community and became a model for BME magazine and some other magazines showing different types of body piercing. And, you know, the listeners can use their imagination. And he educated a male friend about using needles and How to get your body pierced certain ways.
This is Carl Rove's stepfather we're talking about here, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. Now,
the excuse given was that he exited his position at the White House to spend more time with his family. That's what was said.
That's what he said. That's what
okay.
he said. Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Go ahead.
So this is I just found it very interesting because this article describing this intimate relationship with his stepfather came out just after he announced his resignation. It was interesting.
How intimate was the relationship?
Well, if you're showing each other your private parts and the various piercings that you have,
we're
obviously
talking about,
it's...
Wait a minute. Let me back up here. We're talking about Carl Rove and his stepfather was sharing private parts?
No. This individual who came out with the story.
Okay. I get you. All right. I don't want to miscommunicate anything here.
And he claims to have a piece of jewelry left. Now, the stepfather died in 2004. No one knows where he was buried, that kind of stuff. Although what's interesting is all the relatives, Louis Claude Rove Sr. and Olaf F. Rove and all the family that came to the United States in 1910, and I was able to track that down, were cremated. And they were they were taken to a place which is called Pike Lake Cabin, Wisconsin. Now, what's interesting, Pike Lake is like a recreational area. Why you would name it Pike Lake Cabin, to me, sounds like Brick Church, New Jersey. And we've been through this in our discussions about Samuel P. Bush and the fact that he was not born in a church that was built 15 years after his birth date. So it raises some big questions. Why in Wisconsin? Now, supposedly some of the family lived there. Even Louis Claude Rove Jr. was born in Milwaukee, according to documentation. So that would explain that. But Pike Lake Cabin, where is that? You know, it unless it's a
Pike
cabin
Lake.
That they have up at Pike Lake, you know.
Right, yeah.
And so it's very dubious is what I'm saying, okay?
Okay. Now, well, they go up there and fish for a lot of pike is what it is.
So this background and then his claim that he's Norwegian, well, you know, because you have a Norwegian stepfather doesn't mean that you're Norwegian because you've been adopted. So that's worth exploring some more. And I would encourage other researchers to also look that up, too, because I just have this gut feeling that won't quit, that there's something more to this. And it surfaces very early now in his life, because at the age of 9, he declared that he was going to be a supporter of Richard Nixon. How many 9-year-olds get involved in politics? Now, I'm not saying that that's impossible, but you know, while he was still in school, he became the head of the college youth Republican Party, and he came under the tutelage of Lee Atwater and also Robert Edgeworth, who was the vice chairman of the college Republicans. Now, what's interesting, and this took place in 1970 when he joined. In 1970, one of his first missions was to go to Alan Dixon's office. Dixon was running for the Illinois State Treasury, and he stole, and this is even admitted, he stole stationery and campaign supplies and sent out invitations to the ghetto areas of Chicago to get all these people to come for free food, free drinks, free entertainment. There were going to be women there. And basically he crashed this guy's office opening, you know, for his campaign. And it came out eventually that Karl Rove did it, and he explained it away as a stupid prank. But it rings or smacks of the truth in other things he's done. Now, he was accused, and rightfully so, and in fact there was even a Senate investigation into his relations with an agent by the name of Greg Rampton of the FBI. And they set up several Texas land commissioners and also Texas agricultural commissioners who were Democrats at the time for some bogus charges of improprieties, you know, either taking bribes or money laundering. Two of these individuals, Mike Miller, who was a deputy Texas agriculture commissioner, and Pete McRae, did 27 months in prison and were accumulatively fined $71,000. And Rove, when asked by the Senate how long he had known this agent in the FBI, he used asked the question like, what do you mean by the word no? Which I thought was rather interesting. It reminded me of
Clinton's, yeah, what is, or Clinton,
yeah.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the Paula Jones deposition,
right,
that gave.
Right. Well, it depends on your definition of what is, or, well, you know, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. So,
now,
yeah, go ahead.
Now, what is interesting about Robert Edgeworth? Edgeworth was eventually going to run for office himself. And he had a heck of a time. Karl Rove actually sort of sabotaged his campaign. And right after that, George H.W. Bush removed Edgeworth from his position with the College Republicans and hired Karl Rove. So he was set up for the fall, and George Herbert Walker Bush was behind that.
Okay.
This is documented in Bush's brain by Wayne Slater and James Moore.
Right. Now, let me toss something else out at you here, okay? Now, Karl Rove made his exit, you know, with Bush having about a year and a half to go, unless they declare martial law and set off a nuke or whatever. But assuming the positive here, could it be, based on the fact that Fox parent company has been caught donating $20,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign, and Rupert Murdoch has also been caught having dinners for her. Not dinners, but what's the word you use when you
fundraiser?
Fundraiser. There we go. I'm sorry. And I'm just wondering if Karl Rove isn't making his exit to strategize in the Hillary Clinton corral.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons. There could be some investigation going on into his involvement in Wantagate, for example. And I'm presuming that there is, but I don't have proof of that other than, you connect the dots. How can all these people not know? I mean, he's Bush's brain. He's got to know what's going on. It could have to do with Scooter Libby. It could have to do with a pending investigation regarding the fired U.S. attorneys. It could be all of the above or none of the above and something else that's going to come out.
So when somebody like that has all this knowledge, and we know he does, and this is going to show my naivety here, but it doesn't make any difference because all my listeners know that I'm naive in certain areas anyway. So I'll continue with this thought. You know, a guy makes an exit that has all this knowledge, that is privy to all the inside information that's going on. He leaves, okay, on the basis, not that it makes any difference, but subpoenas are starting to fly now, even though the Bush and Cheney are saying, well, you know, we're above the law, we don't have to answer your subpoenas, and so is Alberto Gonzalez. But do they make an exit possibly because it's not as easy to indict or to get him in front of a congressional hearing? Or, would that have anything to do with it?
No, I think if they committed a crime and they're going to be indicted or there's going to be any kind of a congressional investigation, that should not exculpate him from, you know, that possibility. I think what they're trying to do is put somebody else in the position. You see, there are several other issues that people forget about. There's a lawsuit filed by Joe Wilson and I believe Valerie Plame.
Wasn't that dismissed recently?
Oh, no, he referred to it. In fact, he told Chris Wallace there's a lawsuit, you know, pending. I'm not going to comment on that. He kept saying,
oh, okay.
nice try, you know. So every time Chris Wallace didn't ask him the probing questions. He asked him these superficial questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the outing of Valerie Plame to Robert Novak was done in 1980, and when Rove was working for the Reagan-Bush White House, he was fired for leaking something to Robert Novak. So this is not the first time he has actually done that.
Okay.
And of course, now we're kind of jumping around here, but I was talking about some of the things that went on in Texas. They basically went after the Texas land commissioners and the Texas agriculture commissioners. Now, when you look at what's going on in the world with all the phony real estate deals and with the Texas highway that they're building, that definitely has something to do with their New World Order plans, that they line all these positions up with Republicans. And they did this by basically creating all these bogus scandals, which either got Republicans elected or actually sent some to prison, Democrats to prison. The two people I mentioned were not the only ones. Ann Richards was running for governor, and Karl Rove had just opened up an office in Austin as a political consultant, campaign consultant, and he took George W. under his wing and basically gave him 4 points to memorize, and every time he gave a speech, he repeated the same things. Didn't matter where he went, he was just keeping to a particular point. And while they're doing this, they're attacking, basically lying about all kinds of activities that their opponents were involved in. They attacked Max Cleland, who was a senator from Georgia from 97 to 2003. They lied about Ann Richards' background, and this is a repeated pattern. So every time there's been some trouble, he's either taken the heat for it, or you see this pattern of complicity and really orchestration. He's the author of these events.
Okay, we got the music coming up. Hold that thought. We'll be back with the final segment with Don Nikoloff in 3 minutes. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up to the top of the hour. And, Don, I want to mention to you, you know, I never used to understand, I always used to wonder why it was that these high-level officials in the administrations, president, vice president, and so forth, they would go in there looking so good, and 4 or 8 years later, they would come out aging 25, 30 years. And now I get it. It's because the pressure is so immense to keep a number of dirty secrets and cover each other's butt for things that are so dastardly and diabolical that if the American public ever found out about it, they'd hang them all from the highest tree. And not only that, but they also have to take that information and carry it to their grave.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you know, it's, you know, I bring these facts up, and this is through research that I came up with these facts. I mean, there's more. There's the planting of bugs in gubernatorial candidates' offices, and you know, when they investigate, they find out that a six-hour battery in a bug, which has been put or stuck to a wall, has a 2-hour drain on it within 15 minutes. I mean, you know, you can assume who put the bug in the office, and it wasn't the opponent. But it was, you know, the campaign coordinator was behind that whole issue, you know. So these stories abound, and I'm sure more will come out as more people.
I just wonder if it's always been like this, or it's just been better hidden, or if these people are just the coup de grace, the epitome, if you will, of cunning deception. Diabolical action. I mean, pick your adjective. In all my years of fog on this planet, and I'm the first to admit I've never been really, really political up until I woke up, but I have never in my life seen anything like this. This is just absolutely abominable.
Well, these are fascist and Leninist tactics that we're witnessing here. I mean, you know, it's been written about, it's been researched, it's history, and a lot of people are just oblivious to the fact that this is going on.
Well, I tell you, I mean, as a matter of fact, I've got a guest coming up next hour, Mark Lerner, who is, he was privy to CEOs and chairmen of the board for the Real ID Act. And, you know, we've got this stuff. They're all goose-stepping us right down into a martial law, you know, prison camp-filled police state. And I was reading an excerpt last night out of an article where, you know, the guy was bringing to the forefront. People always wonder, or often wonder, why the German people allowed Nazism to take over, and yet the same thing is happening in this country, and they're so dumbed down that they don't have a clue that that's what's happening. Only a select few, like our listeners here, know what's happening, like you, like I. And this is why it's imperative that we get out there, that we wake people up, that we let them see these videos, that we you know, try to find out what their hot button is and open their eyes, because time is short, Don. We don't have much time left.
No, and, you know, you can wait for the mainstream media to report something. You and I were talking last night, and I wanted to see what was being broadcast on Headline News, and who did we have? You remember?
On Headline News last night?
Yeah, it was Breaking News Developments was the headline. Lindsay Lohan. Again.
Oh, yes. And she's all the cocaine charges are dropped.
Yeah.
In light of all the other stuff that's going on in the world. And you know what? The people eat it up like pablum. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, listen, Don, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And as always, I'll have you up again next week. I think I have to look at the schedule, but I think it's next Wednesday. We got off of this Tuesday thing, which is okay. But I seem to be getting a lot more guests calling me these days. So at any rate, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for coming on with that update about Karl Rove and Leo Wanta. Stay tuned for the second hour. You bet, buddy. Stay tuned for the second hour. We've got Mark Lerner coming up. We're going to talk about the Real ID. So stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. 'Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring my It's true.